Hello, hello. This is JT and welcome to my podcast. It's Just a Belief, the podcast where we talk about how changing your beliefs change your life. Because when you change your beliefs, it changes your emotions. And then changing your emotions bring you to different actions, which of course change your life. Before we deep dive into today's episode, which is conscious self-caring, I invite you to sign up to my website, hypnocoach.ca, so you get the latest invitation to free events and my newsletter almost every week.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
Sometimes, you know, we're all in my industry, we're kind of all faulty of one thing. Like we show images of us at the spa or doing this or doing that, and we're talking about self-caring, right? We see that everywhere, but especially in my industry, in the coaching industry, you see that all the time, every day. You see a coach just like me, you know, out there doing something and saying, okay, I'm self-caring today. Okay, this is the tip of the iceberg. This is a tool. This is not really what self-caring, conscious self-caring is all about. Conscious self-caring is a very intimate personal experience, and it's something that you do every day. Because you're conscious that you are the machine, like you are the unit of production. You're the one that's creating the energy to take care of whatever you have to take care of. So self-caring is recognizing, acknowledging, being so conscious that you need to take care of you in order to be able to be of service, to be able to perform other things you need to perform in life. And as fun as it is to go to the spa for the day, this is just for the facade. This is just an example. This is just a tool. But you may never end up going to the spa and you might be the most self-caring person. So the first thing about self-caring is really to be conscious. And as I say, it's to be conscious that you are the machine. So you need to take care of the machine. The second thing that I believe, and again, this is really according to me, you can tweak it to your own reality. But for me, the second part is really to recognize that this needs to be taken care of daily. So this machine that I am conscious that I am this machine that's functioning into this world, not independent from its environment, of course, but I need to do what I can to maintain this in the best shape as possible. And when I say shape, I mean psychologically, physically, mentally, on all level. This is my responsibility. And then you live in an environment and, you know, whatever is in your environment, well, there are things you can choose and there's things that you cannot really choose that you have to deal with. So taking care of me every day means that I am conscious of me as a human being. And that if I don't take care of myself, nobody will. And I'm not saying that into a victim kind of posture. But if all human beings, as soon as they are adult and capable of, are taking care of themselves, that free a lot of space to take care of whatever and whoever needs to be taken care of. So self-caring is choosing something that makes you feel good, that you consciously do to take care of you. Again, self-caring is something that you consciously do to take care of you and that you take pleasure in. So, some examples. It could be, I have a family, we have pets, we have a farm, whatever, I work, we're so busy. I feel I never have time for myself. But once a day, I take half an hour, I lock the door of the bathroom, and I just put music that I like and I take a bath. And while I take this bath, I allow myself to think about anything and everything I want. I allow myself to put bubbles in my bath. I allow myself to do a bear with the with the bubbles in the bath. I allow myself to listen to music that I love that nobody else loves in the house. I allow myself to scrub my feet, whatever it is. But I just think about me for that half hour. And I don't need to share it with anybody. I don't need to say, oh, out there, you people, I'm going to take care of me. It can be a very, very intimate thing. So that's the first layer. The first layer is these things that you do every day for you that you enjoy. And they don't need to be big. They can be very small. And they have to be healthy. Taking care of you has to be doing something that's healthy for you. Because you're taking care of the machine. You're not poisoning the machine. So a glass of wine is not self-caring. It may be fun, but it's not self-caring. You're inducing in your body a substance that is not healthy. And again, this is my definition of self-caring. I have no judgment. You can adapt it, but that's my definition of self-caring. And this is what I've been practicing for many years now, I would say, and I've seen the impact. The second layer, I would say, is in your interaction with other people. It's the healthy boundaries. Healthy boundaries is most likely the most powerful self-caring tool. This means that you will say no, and sometimes you will say yes. This means that you will have a certain ascendant control over what you're giving away to other people and what you're taking from them as well. So healthy boundaries is super important. People that are listening to the type of podcast I have most likely have a lot of empathy. They're very open people and they tend to be givers. I don't want to generalize and I don't like labels, but you know, we could say if I would do a survey, most likely people have a lot of empathy, they're givers. And often givers and people have a lot of empathy, it's really hard for them to put healthy boundaries. Healthy boundaries means I love and care for myself enough, knowing consciously that I am the machine, that I am saying no to this or that person, or I don't allow this to happen in my house or in my space or in my life, whatever it is for you, whatever healthy boundary means for you. And I know it's very hard to implement when we start, right? But once we get the habit of it, it's just a habit to have healthy boundaries. But at the beginning, it rubs people sometimes the wrong way and they have some kind of reactions because some people are used to us giving and giving. And, you know, when I say us, I mean, people have a lot of empathy and people who are giving a lot and have, you know, difficulty having healthy boundaries. That's the second layer. The third layer of self-care is something I've discovered lately. It's about the senses. I've been doing a lot of body work lately because I realized that, and I know, and I've been studying a lot about how the body, you know, gets information before the brain. How the body has such a sensory system and it gives you so much information. And we neglect this aspect of the human experience, which is to work with our body. I'm faulty of that. I know many of you are not, but I am. So lately, I've been really living in my senses. And this is really one of the utmost different self-caring way. So I allow myself to sense. So this could be, and I said it in the previous episode, this could be walking in that part of the forest where there is that smell, that very unique pine forest flower and sun smell. This is self-caring. I allow myself, I treat myself, you know, smelling this thing that I've never smelled before. This is a magnificent self-caring activity. Another thing that happened to me lately, my father came 2 days, and it was like almost 15 years since I didn't spend 2 days with my father. And we were walking. We walked a little walk because we had other things to do, but we walked about 5K together. And in those 5K, probably 3Ks, we didn't talk. And it was perfectly comfortable. It was the most comfortable silence I had experienced in a long time. Just walking side by side, not talking. I didn't even feel he was in his own world or I was in my own world. I felt we were just there walking. It was the sense of attachment, communion, being close to somebody, intimacy in the most gentle, natural way, without having to say, I'm happy you're here, I love you, blah, blah, blah. It was just walking side by side and just be together. It's to sense the sense of closeness and intimacy. This is part of enriching my human experience. This is part of taking care of me. I allow myself to feel this love for my father in the most natural way, and it feeds me. It feeds my soul. It feeds my brain, my heart, my body. It's an amazing experience. This is self-caring. So this is another way of self-caring. So as you can see, self-caring has a lot of layers, right? And you can really adapt it to your own reality. As long as you are conscious that your definition fits into doing something, acknowledging that you are the machine and you are taking care of this machine. You are treating this machine as a treasure, as the most important things. And you give to this machine what is best and most healthy things so that it lasts as long as it can and gets as resistant as it can. and it has the best human experience as it can. Because all those things, they build an inner strength. This walk with my father, those baths I'm taking every day, the spa I'm going every month, which is beyond the tool, but much more into the intention behind. And that forest where I'm going to walk and it smells that sweet, 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 sweet pine, boreal smell. All this is deep self-care. I encourage you to really develop your own approach to self-care. But those are the guidelines I think it would be beneficial for you to keep in mind. You are the machine. You take care of the machine. You make choices that are healthy, and you do it every day in different ways. Doesn't need. And you try to create habits around it, because when it's part of your routine and the habits, then it's easier to incorporate it. You don't have to reinvent every day a way to take care of yourself, right? Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I really, really encourage you to redefine and define, if you don't have one, a definition and an approach to self-care. It's going to really nourish this machine, you know, that you are at the end of the day. So voila. And until next time, as you know, it's just a belief.